Ball's in their court. I'm Chris Foster. Fox News. President Trump says Iran has been presented with a formal proposal for a deal on its nuclear program.
They know they have to move quickly or something bad's going to happen.
The president on Air Force One after leaving the United Arab Emirates on his way back to the U.S. He also says he'll have the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza taken care of.
We're going to see what happens. I think a lot of good things are going to happen over the next month. And we're going to see. We have to help also out the Palestinians. You know, a lot of people are starving on Gaza, so we have to look at both sides.
The president also says he'll meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin as soon as it can be arranged to talk about ending war with Ukraine. The first direct peace talks in 3 years ended after less than 2 hours today in Turkey. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky.
Our number one priority is a full, unconditional, and honest ceasefire. This must happen immediately to stop the killing and create a solid basis for diplomacy.
Putin sent a lower-level delegation to today's talks. So-called One Big Beautiful Bill the president wants passed has a hurdle to overcome today, reports Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol.
It's going to be a challenge. They're trying to blend various sections into one mega bill today before the House Budget Committee. There was skepticism about that last night. Conservatives are upset that work mandates for Medicaid do not start until 2029.
Others want more spending cuts, period. Some want higher federal deductions allowed for state and local taxes. 256,000 power outages are reported in Michigan from storms, including tornadoes that destroyed homes and businesses in southeastern Wisconsin.
When they say it sounds like a freight train line, it's like it was loud. I could feel the house heave.
Diana Ogle is in Juneau, Wisconsin. The highest tornado risk today is in southern Illinois, Indiana, and Kentucky. It's a 25-year prison sentence for the man who stabbed author Salman Rushdie on stage in 2022, blinding him one eye. He'd been giving a lecture in Chautauqua, New York. America's listening to Fox News.
You've heard me talk about Relief Factor and how many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it, including me. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free as well with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. But Relief Factor is an easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain temporarily, it reduces or eliminates pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just takes one phone call, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start today. ReliefFactor.com. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Good morning and happy Friday from the News 11 Information Desk. 5 days after a shooting in Yuma, an arrest is made. Yuma police arrested a 33-year-old man on Wednesday in connection to a shooting that took place last Friday on Arizona Avenue. Officers say a 32-year-old man was found with gunshot wounds and flown to a Phoenix hospital. The suspect is facing 4 felony charges, including attempted first-degree murder. His bond is set at more than $1 million. He's expected to be in court today. And in sports, the Yuma Catholic baseball team is back in the state championship game. The Rocks defeat a Push Ridge 12-0 on Thursday. Up next for the Rocks, the title game at Tempe Diablo Stadium at 4 o'clock on Monday. Join us on the TV side for News 11 every weekday at 5, 6, and 10 for all of your local news, weather, and sports. I'm Scott Gross.
Got a really nice weekend coming before the temperatures next week get us back into the hundreds. So enjoy this weekend. 94 and sunny today, 64 tonight. sunny and 91 tomorrow, 61 tomorrow night, 89 and sunny on Sunday.
Welcome to Money Talk with Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management's Tom Rush, founder, wealth advisor, and George Davis, senior wealth advisor. Investment advisory services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
Good morning, Yuma. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU. Happy Friday out there. I got Tim Avila with me from
Good morning.
What's up, Tim? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm loving this weather, man.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
the last nice weekend. That's what I hear.
Yeah, good.
Man, Tim, you got the short straw today. You had to come in, huh?
Someone's got to do it, right?
Oh, man.
I know it. That way we have a much improved show today. So,
whatever I can do to help.
Tom's in Tucson. I think one of his nieces has a graduation.
Oh, it's that time of year, man. All those graduations going on. Congratulations to all of them.
Yeah.
Man. That's great.
Yes. Big time. That's next week.
Mm-hmm.
All over big time graduation.
Correct.
You know, Russ, when you were in eighth grade, did you have graduation? My son, he's graduating from Woodard. They have
a ceremony
for the eighth graders.
We just got to notice we're going to high school.
Yeah.
I think that's about it. My little baby brother, when I was in North Dakota, had a graduation from kindergarten.
Ah.
Yeah, whole ceremony and everything, right? From kindergarten, man.
Huh.
I don't think he got another one after that. I think he was pretty set.
I'm good now.
Yeah. Kind of backfired on it.
Too funny.
Lots of news lately. I'm coming fast and furious. It's great. It's never a dull moment right now.
No, there's nothing dull going on. Some of it's scary, some of it good. All over the economy.
Some of it good, some of it still uncertain. But for the most part, we're getting some really good results.
Well, and you two guys can help straighten me out, because I look at good numbers. But as you look at different news organizations, they say, oh, it's terrible because that means bad things are coming because it's too good right now. You know, like the inflation numbers are down and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to say the higher inflation is going to lead to a recession. Now the numbers are down low.
Says,
well, that just means recession's coming. I was like, come on, guys. Which way is it? Which one? Which one are you looking for? And something that I've been reading a lot about, and when I read the numbers from some of these organizations that didn't have sales growth as much, like they had an anemic sales growth, it was only 1%. And I'm thinking, but they're in groceries, and the groceries have come down 5%. So if you sell the same amount of groceries,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have a 5% decrease in sales.
Ah,
by selling
sense.
The same amount, because it's what rings up at the cash register.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how many cartons of eggs went across the cash register. It's how much money each carton cost.
Yeah.
And if the eggs get cut in half and you sell the same amount, your sales went down by 50%. And I mean, I was trying to explain that today, but depending
were you
on
successful?
No. The dog didn't understand anything.
Oh,
but you can take those numbers and look at it and say, well, there, the sales only went up for the month 0.1% or 1%. Well, it's very anemic, which the sales per item was probably higher. You know, they had more business,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't take the inflation. But yet during bad times when inflation's 10% and you say sales are great, they're up 5%, that means you lost 5%. You know, and I don't think the general population understands
that
and it's taken
sense.
Advantage of in the news to mm-hmm. push ideology and other things, or I like this guy, I don't like that guy, so we're going to make it look good or we'll make it look bad. The numbers are the same, but my interpretation is going to be different.
Yeah, eggs, fuel.
See, you're supposed to cut through all that crap and help people with real numbers.
Yes, you are.
That make you better off in the situation you're in. So in a heavy inflationary situation, you're going to need to get a better return than in when inflation doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. When inflation doesn't exist and you're getting 5-7%, that's like awesome. You get 5-7% when it's 10% inflation, you're hurting. You're hurting unit. You're losing ground.
You're behind the curve.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think that gets talked about enough.
It doesn't. It doesn't. We talk about it in our financial planning, though.
Yeah, but to the customers, they say, man,
it's real hard to wrap that around.
But I can't believe it. I got 11% return. You guys are great. And I was like, 11% return on 10% inflation. You guys aren't doing that great.
Yeah. That's a net one.
Oh, come on.
Just thought I'd pass that along.
Thanks.
but you're all aware. I mean, you all work in that world. What you discuss on a regular basis is to put it all into perspective based on on the total situation.
Yeah, the inflation is a big deal, and we always talk about that when we're doing our financial planning. Whether it's 3%, 2.6 over the last 80 years, 8, you got an average, and people don't think, okay, right now I can make it off of $5,000 a month.
Right.
I'm good to go. But in 20 years, that's going to totally be different. $10,000,
So. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. You got to account for that.
Because that $5,000 is quite often a fixed number for the life of that policy.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't adjust to inflation.
It doesn't. Social Security does. That's nice.
Yeah, but
Social Security's got a cost of living adjustment in it.
Yeah, but I think my cost of food adjustments higher than my cost of living adjustment in Social Security. I don't think I'm getting ahead, buddy, is what I'm telling you. And I don't collect it yet, but I will someday.
Yeah,
but I pay attention to it.
You're waiting for
70.
The max, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm a young 68.
You are a young
68. You are.
So I ain't worried about it.
Plus, you're hitting the gym and...
Yeah, it hit back. It hit back the other day, man. I'm sore.
Oh. Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
Yes.
Yeah, that means you're doing good, man. You're pushing the boundaries.
Yeah, I pushed the boundaries years ago, Tim.
Let's see, Russ. If you're waiting until 70, what percent of Americans take it at 70?
I wild guess because I don't know the
Social
number.
Social Security.
What? 15.
That's not bad. 11.
11? Okay. Yeah. It's not a big number.
No, it's not.
I would imagine the people that take it at 62 is higher than the people that take it at 70.
The people that take it at 62 is 27%.
Yeah, much higher.
Yeah.
Like, I need it now.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's our country.
Give it to me now.
We want immediate satisfaction.
You know, the full retirement age is 67? I think there's one more that's 66 in 10 months. Tim, does that sound right?
Yeah, 67.
Yeah, I mean, 67 is full
forever,
retirement.
Most everybody growing up, they said 65.
Well, that was the number.
Used to be the number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 65. Since the start of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had read once, maybe you can correct me on this, but I'd read once, the way they came up with the 65 number was not any more scientific than 6 feet apart in COVID. The way they came up with it is the president at the time asked, What is the average life expectancy? And this was down during the Civil War. A life expectancy is 65, so that's the date we'll start paying. Cool.
Back then it was 65. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ironically, the very first person that got Social Security was a lady. Her name was Ida May Fuller. She was a retired legal secretary from Vermont. And she got... She only put in $22.54, but lived 35 years, and she collected nearly 1,000 times the amount that she put in. So she made 1,000 times that 24.
See, that's why the system doesn't work.
The very first person that got it, she was 102, and they're like, doing it at 65. That's why the system's in trouble,
Man.
The other number that was kind of interesting is we're just talking about 67, full retirement age. Only 5% of people choose that one.
I'm shocked.
Isn't that?
I would think that would be.
Age 63 to 66, in between the 62 and the 67, is 53%, so over half. Right.
Get it beforehand.
Well, 53% get it beforehand, plus the 27. So what's 53 and 27? That's 70% take it before 67.
And waiting that extra time increases the amount of draw by 8%. Is that right? 8% is the number?
That's correct.
8% is the number. So
it's a little bit less, but yeah.
Yeah. So, and if I got it, I'd just spend it. So I let it. let it ride. It creates a discipline too of living.
Doing the radio and stuff, you're making some serious bank, so you don't.
I make like minimum wage, but living high, buddy.
But no, that's a good reason. And you recently got married.
Yes. Yeah, so and that came with an expense.
Your spouse, yeah, but your spouse will be very thankful because you're taking it at a higher level. So God forbid something happens to you, then she can take benefit.
Those are things we discussed and all that.
Yeah,
and she's fine. She's invested. She's good. She's paid. She's put her money in great investment strategy and all that. And I'm the poor one.
So what do they call that when you marry somebody that's got money?
I'm a gold digger.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Well, yeah, that was a criteria. That was on my dating schedule. You know, how much?
With that speed dating, you're like, I'm a gold digger. Is that all right?
Yeah, I put it right on there.
Yeah, that's funny.
But we're at the age that we didn't merge everything. We kept everything just like it is. She's
separate.
Mm-hmm. But yet we have a joint account that we both contribute to for household expenses.
Okay.
You know, which was fairly easy. You know, we just, when that gets a little low, we each put a couple grand in there and keep it up, and that's it. And that just goes for all household expenses.
Yeah.
And keeping it separate, you know, it's not like we're going to have children or something and all that. We're not going to start a new family.
You're not going to do a Bill Belichick?
No. That's scary. I think I'm much better off than Bill Belichick. I mean, I understand the things that we talk about. I don't think that Bill has any idea the things that would relate to a 20-year-old. I don't know. You know, I think that would be,
Be
torture. And other than being eye candy or something, that it's not going to end well. I can't imagine. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't envy it at all. I look at it and go, oh, no.
No.
Oh, no.
So, Tim, what are you doing now on your investment portfolio? Because maybe today, if you look at your portfolio compared to 2 months ago, it's fairly, quite a bit different.
Quite a bit different. Yeah. These last couple of weeks have been on an upward ride, which is nice. I mean, the market, of course, with the tariff talks, took a dive.
Was that?
10% one day.
Was it 10?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the
Dow... talking about peak to trough? That was the S&P was actually down 18.
18.
19, almost hit 20, correct?
I think the Dow was under 10, maybe a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The Dow was a little bit
close.
Down.
NASDAQ was the worst one because the technology.
Recovery is almost full, isn't it?
It's full.
It's full. The recovery
we're
full.
We're positive now. We're back in positive territory for the year.
It's just like a ping pong game, man. Hard to keep up with.
Similar to a V-shaped recovery like COVID. Even faster.
It's exciting for you guys, though. I mean... Not a fun, exciting, and like, oh, no, exciting. Where's it going? What's it going to do? And strategize. But your strategy's always been, don't panic.
Mm-hmm.
Look at fundamentals.
We got
don't
a few
overreact.
Phone calls, but for me, that's an opportunity. I mean, you see something like that. You got to be thinking, there's too much negativity in the world. And yeah, maybe the market's going to continue to do a lot of volatility and do poorly, but it's going to recover. It always does historically. And you know that it's not necessarily the economy. It's not really a lot of big fundamentally changed. It wasn't a big war and stagflation. It was these different tariffs and things that we're trying to do to improve the economy. So when that does improve and when that starts taking hold, which is what happened, and the market hates uncertainty.
Uncertainty.
It starts getting some things
right.
And some clarity. Boom, that's what happens. So put your money to work when things are who was it? Bird said there. But that's when I put money to work when there's blood in the water. That's
said Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call it blood in the water, but a nice 20% correction. I'd much rather be a buyer then.
You know my friend Edward, that's a financial guy.
Yeah.
Now he's not like you guys. He doesn't take anyone else's money. He only uses his own. You know, they reinvest their own money.
Mm-hmm.
He was so busy with the money down, and he was so giddy. It was like he was just like stealing money because he was just in buying.
Right.
And he was just buying like crazy.
Yeah.
And now he's sitting pretty, like you said, the one market's back up, down 18. He was buying everything when it was down. It's all back up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
that's what the savvy investors do.
But he didn't sleep. I mean, he was just up. It was just, they were just getting.
Yeah,
they were just buying. Like, they were buying.
Who
like,
knows how long it'll last?
Everybody's running. He's buying.
Yeah. Exactly. Kind of like the, you know, the Marines. Here comes the storm. Everybody's running.
Yeah, they're running.
They're running towards it.
And, it seems like a simple concept and one that everybody knows about. And everybody says that. And everybody says it. But yet emotion takes over, and it's not that we follow through on that fundamental. Mm-hmm.
Right. Or you look at your account every day, you see red, 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 and then, start
and you don't pick up and say, boy, this is great, let's buy. No.
Yeah.
Right. That's not the call you get normally, though.
We get them occasionally. I mean, most of the people, for the most part, our clients are, you know, we have a financial plan, we've kind of educated and trained them on this type of thing. Plus, Russ, when the market was doing real well, we would scrape some of those profits off the table, so it's like advance and protect, so... Market's high. We don't think, you know, something could happen around the corner. If it doesn't, great. If it does, then you're looking, you know, real smart because you took some of the profits. Maybe you put it into some bond funds so you have some dry powder. Market goes down 18-20%. Go and buy back in. So, you know, it's the same old thing. Sell high, buy low. I don't care all this technology, all this AI. That's still the exact same
thing.
That
fundamental remains.
The fundamental remains.
Absolutely.
Of course, the hard thing is...
I have to teach my wife that fundamentally when she gets on Amazon, though. But,
but you know, the buy low and sell high always, to me, well, how do I figure out where the low is and where the high? But with Edward, it doesn't matter. If it's low, it's lower than where it was. That's low.
Yeah.
And higher is higher where it was. It's as high. And
I would venture to say you're never going to know.
Who's, he doesn't
who
necessarily.
Who picks the perfect top and who picks the perfect bottom? If they tell you that, then it's not happening.
You've
got to be right perfectly, right twice. It just
not
doesn't
unless
work.
You're back
but if it's
to the,
low, it's lower than what you're selling. You're right.
But if you were Back to the Future fan and you could really go back and grab a chart or go, you know, whatever, you know, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. That'd be very cool.
Yeah, you know, that'd be awesome.
You'd be a popular guy.
You got to take a break, man.
Let's do it. Back Money Talk, AM560 KBLU.
At Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, we've been proudly serving the Yuma community since 2001. Your financial future deserves the personalized care and expertise that only a local, trusted advisor can provide. From retirement planning to wealth management, we're here to help you reach your goals with confidence. Investment Advisor Services, offered through CWM LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
That's a good song, Russ.
Yeah, but it was too short, man. I'd rather hear you anyway.
Burning down the house. Hey, speaking of burning down the house,
not
to, you know, put it lightly, but I have a friend over in California, and was it State Farm or Farmers? Which one didn't pull out? I think it's State Farm still over there in California. And apparently State Farm went to, you know, the governor and the powers that be in California said, we are really struggling with all these fires and everything going on. We're in dire straits here. We're going to have to pull out of California if we don't do a rate hike across the board of 17%. Right. So they had to get permission to do it. So they did it. So
yeah,
they hiked rates 17% this year on all homeowners insurance in the whole state.
Right. And that is a state regulated.
Yes.
All of it.
Yeah.
One of them.
But that's one of the, you know, the independent carrier, but State Farm, you know, one of the carriers that you can, alternatives that you can buy other than the state coverage. But she doesn't have that. They pulled out of her area. So hers went up 102%. Can you imagine?
Oh,
yeah.
Homeowners insurance,
brutal.
That's just brutal.
But
brutal. Like, what the heck?
But one of them pulled out right before the fires because they don't like the potential loss that's out there.
Yeah.
Because they weren't managing the force, they weren't cleaning it up.
They were
not keeping water in the reservoir. They weren't hiring emergency work, you know, services. Mm-hmm. And the insurance company sees that risk and they're saying, you know, we need a huge raise. They said, no, so we're out.
Yeah.
We're gone.
Yeah.
We're gone. I can't make money here. This is going to be catastrophic loss.
It is. Yeah, that's rough. So we have a Social Security workshop coming up. Tim Avila. You get to be the presenter this time.
Yes, I know, do. Man.
Pretty exciting.
I know him. He's okay.
He's all right.
Oh, I appreciate it.
It's a good-looking picture there you got, too. So get on the website and see Tim there. And historically, I've been given it, which both Tim and I are going to continue to do that. But we're trading off, taking a little bit of the burden of the seminars and education, trying to get our word out there more. So there's two of us working that. And that's coming up this Saturday, Tim. We got
Saturday at 10 a.m.
10 o'clock, yes.
Yep. Our office.
And that's, that's the 17th already.
Mm-hmm.
Today's
16th.
16th? Woo. So that would be tomorrow. So if you want to come to see, to learn about Social Security, maximizing benefits, we're going to be talking about the fundamentals of Social Security, of course, spousal benefits. We talked a little bit with Russ about delaying, the advantages of delaying your collection, which only, 6% people do. Taxation, there is taxation of Social Security.
No.
That could go away. That would be a huge deal right now.
That would be amazing.
Big, beautiful, is that in the big, beautiful bill?
That's supposed to be. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
How's that? Is that getting some traction? I'm trying to be paying attention.
Yeah, there's a couple of Republicans right now that are saying that they won't vote for it because of, and who knows. But to get a big, beautiful bill, which has got 1,000 things in it, but get 100% participation is kind of tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, of course it is.
So many.
There's just been so much other news and Fast and Furious. I haven't seen much about the big, beautiful bill.
But Trump being such a negotiator, I mean, if he can handle the Middle East, he can handle this Congress, you know.
Oh.
He said it's going to be so beautiful, even the Democrats will vote for it.
Excellent. Love it.
He's got a few favorite words. Beautiful is one of them.
I like that guy.
That's hilarious. Big, beautiful bill. So this is coming up tomorrow, which is Saturday at 10 o'clock. If you want to register, what do they do, Tim? Go to, since we're Yuma Imperial Valley Wealth Management now, our website is YIVWM.com.
Yeah, and they can also call the office, 329-1700.
Perfect.
Say they'd like to reserve a spot.
Very educational.
Wait a minute, you said today is Friday the 16th.
Today's Friday the 16th.
And that's going to be the day?
Tomorrow.
No, tomorrow, 17th.
Saturday the 17th.
Oh, tomorrow's the 17th. I thought you said 16th. Okay. Well, my listeners are correcting you, saying that you made a mistake. Today's the 16th.
Okay.
It's going to be the 17th.
That would not be my first mistake of the day or my last.
We're going to. Well, we're keeping track now, though, and it makes a difference.
That's good.
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, man.
You mean they're going to kick me off the radio show?
No. We enjoy having you. You make me look good.
I enjoy there having you. Go. Yeah, see? Look at that. There you go, Russ.
That's right.
George is coming in. Yes. So the Social Security workshop, Tim, I mean, to me, there's a lot. People think Social Security is pretty simple, and it can be. It's a big deal. It gets underestimated by... You know, that's a big benefit that a lot of people have. I think 90% of people have, 50% or more of the Social Security cover their expenses. So it's a big deal. And, getting the facts, getting the different strategies that, whether that's spousal benefits or delaying coverage, taxation, taking it early and being careful you don't make too much income and having them withhold a dollar for every two that people always get confused about. But all those types of things, these seminars we have are for education, and people like what they see and want to get a personalized one-on-one with their Social Security or a financial plan, then we're happy to do that for them coming to the seminars.
Absolutely.
So that can get them more in detail on their financial future and what they're doing right now to make sure that they're don't outlive their money.
Why do people collect it early, Tim? It's been your experience. Why do they say, I want to get my Social Security early, which is over 50%?
Yeah. Yeah, most of them, they're just ready. They're like, ready. You know what? I'm ready to quit working. I want to start receiving my benefit. I'm looking at it. We can download the statement from the
so it makes Social sense Security. At time. I mean,
yeah. They can do. And what we do, as George was alluding to, is we want to do a financial plan for all our clients. And Social Security is a key component of that plan. It's income for the rest of our future. And then we put that in. We say, what investments do we have? Do we have any pensions, rental income, et cetera, et cetera? We look at the whole picture. And then if they say, you know what, at 62, that's enough income for me, let's do it.
Even into the future.
And even into the future.
Okay. And that makes sense. Yeah. And I've heard many times people will get real shocked when I tell them I'm not collecting Social Security. They go, like, oh, my God. Like, you know? But what if you die and you don't get it? And I'm like, I won't care.
Won't bother me then.
But that seems to be, people have told me that before. I better get it now in case something happens to me. At least I'll collect something, which I guess I think totally different. I'm planning on living to be 100.
There you go.
So I want to set that up as beneficially as I can to maximize that. Of course, I have to live to be, 78, 79 in order to break even. I mean, as far as not getting
it
early.
As far as not taking it early.
As far as not taking it early. Right. I'd get the same dollar amount by the time I'm 78. But by the time I'm 79, I can laugh at all of you.
Absolutely.
If I'm still capable.
Yeah. And you will be.
If I'm not Joe Biden. Maybe if I'm Trump. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's that guy's got energy 70, like 78 crazy. Or something, right?
Yeah, he's doing great. So.
Yeah, amazing.
But one of the reasons that people do take it early, Russ, you talked about, is health. You know, am I not going to, am I going to die? I'll take it now. I have bad health, poor health, or family.
Yeah.
And the other big one is it's there. The government's going to run out of money and they're going to get rid of it or reduce it. I'm going to do it now. That's the one I hear a lot more than anything.
Really?
Is it Social Security's going away?
Wow. And they got a point. I mean, how many times in our history have they cut it back?
Zero.
Oh, that's right.
They've never missed a payment. Now, yes, there are some challenges, but it'll pay it right now. If they do absolutely nothing, it'll pay through the whole rest of the century. Will it be a little bit of reduced benefit by maybe 12%? Could be, yes. But your Social Security is way too important and critical to people and Americans. They'll do something about it. In fact, they did something about it. What was the president that actually put taxation on it? That was Reagan?
Carter.
No,
wasn't it Carter?
No, it wasn't. It was Reagan. Reagan.
It was during Reagan.
I'm trying to throw Carter a bone here.
But the one change, and we mentioned it earlier, the one change they did do is they changed that full retirement age from 65 to now 67.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
And I mean,
they're going to make changes like that.
Unless you want it early. But yeah, but as the expected life expectancy has gone down, maybe they'll have to change it back to 65. Who knows?
Well, remember, and you said it too, when they first set it up, the life expectancy was low compared to today's average.
Oh, yeah. They set it up to equate the life expectancy, which right now that would make Social Security be like 78 or something, which would make a lot of people angry.
What year was it first? Yeah. What year did Social Security start? Do you know?
It was in the 1800s, but I have no idea.
Ooh.
It was after the Civil War, wasn't it?
No.
No, I'm not taking Social Security, I'm taking retirement.
Yeah, no, the actual Social Security system was signed into
the 30s or something.
Into law, 1935.
Yeah, 35.
1935. So it's 90 years old this year.
And they picked up on the retirement from Civil War, 65, which is what they had done in the Civil War.
That was the year my dad was born, 1935.
Yeah?
Right. Yeah, ironically, Medicare started the year I was born, 1965.
Yeah.
When Medicare started.
And you'll be on both soon.
I will be.
So thank heavens for that.
That's right. You're going to need them both.
So talking about, we're up against another break here, Russ.
It's up
to
you.
Time's flying. We're having fun.
You want to go?
Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. We'll be right back. All right.
At Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, we believe that knowledge is power. Since 2001, we've empowered the Yuma community with the financial insights and the strategies needed to achieve your dreams. Whether you're planning for retirement or managing your wealth, our team is here to guide you every step of the way. Investment advisor services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is Derek Eggeberg, NMLS number 180899 with Mortgage One. When it comes to the biggest financial decisions of your life, you deserve expert guidance. At Mortgage One, we know a home loan is more than just numbers. It's part of your financial future. Our team's highly qualified professionals provide a complete mortgage analysis. We'll help you explore the available programs and options to fit your needs in today's marketplace. The Mortgage One team will work to blend your mortgage needs and compare cash to close and payment options with various programs in today's marketplace, offering competitive interest rates to meet your needs. Again, Mortgage One, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 898812. Give us a call today at 928-483-LOAN, which is 928-483-5626.
Go ahead, bang away, George.
Well, I don't want to work.
This is fun. This isn't working.
If That's I could right. bang on my drum and not work, you would. It would clear the room in a hurry. I don't know what I'm doing. My drum. Although karaoke, I am pretty good.
Do you do that?
No, but I'm pretty good at it.
How do you know?
Right. No, I'm not.
In your opinion, right?
I wasn't blessed. I wasn't blessed with a voice.
I have never done that in public. You know, ever.
We had some friends that had it at their house, and they did it a couple times.
I've been to some places to do karaoke. It's pretty horrible.
It is, yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, I could be better than that, at least in my mind.
That's right. That's right. So we got our Social Security workshop tomorrow, which is Saturday, 10 a.m., Yuma Investment Group, 928-329-1700. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, and you can RSVP. Get online and learn all about Social Security, all the – when to take it, what COLAs are, what full retirement age is, all that good stuff, Tim. So,
yep. And the nice thing is, you know, we've got some nice handouts that they can take home with numbers and information, because everybody's always, you know, asking, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of questions, and there we get to get into some detail and examples and things like that. And so it's very informative.
Yeah.
Everybody's very, very happy once they're done seeing that seminar.
So the Social Security Administration, you know, they do a good job with what they have. They have limited resources. And then since DOGE came through, they've also different savings, and they don't have as many employees there. So they're going more to, you can't just walk into a Social Security Administration anymore. You have to make an appointment. That may take some time. And you can get onto the website. You've been on there, Russ. Yep. SSA.gov.
Many times.
Yeah, there's a Social Security site. It's pretty, mm-hmm. it's pretty good. Very informative, I think. I've been on there and looked at the different, you know, how much, when I'm going to get, how much I'm going to get at what time to retire, and if I delay it, and if I take it early, all those things. So it's pretty informative.
Oh, very informative. The main point on that website is your statement. And the statement shows you, as long as you've worked enough years and you have all the credits, mm-hmm. here's the benefit. And it varies by age, like we've been talking about before. 67 is, quote, the full retirement age, meaning if we take it before, which we can, as early as 62, but each year that we take it earlier, it's a reduction based off that mm-hmm. full retirement age. But the opposite.
Pretty
is
high.
Also
I think
true.
It's about a 32.
It's over 6%.
Yeah.
Each cut is a little more than 6%.
So 30%.
So if you go all the way at 62, that's a 30% difference mm-hmm. between what you can make at 62 versus 67.
Yeah. For life.
Yeah. For life. Because it has a cost of living adjustment. Mm-hmm. But that base start, that's what it is. The opposite is also true. Like Russ, he's waiting till beyond age 67, which means it'll increase every year that he's waiting, and it maxes at age 70. So mm-hmm. once you reach 70, it's not going to increase anymore.
Right.
So even if you wait to 72, it's still the same number.
Might as well take it at 70.
Might as well take it at 70.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah.
And another calculation people aren't aware of is it's 35 years of working is that they look at. So
Your highest 35 years.
Yeah.
Yep, so, they'll pull it out. And they'll figure out the average.
Doesn't have to be in a row.
Right.
You know,
doesn't have to be consecutive.
But if you're on the site and you see, oh my gosh, I work, you know, I only have 30 years or 32. If I work another couple of years and I'm making a good income stream, I'll be replacing those zeros because those zeros get factored in.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another reason to get onto that site and look and make sure that A, the 35 years, you're getting calculated with the most amount of money you can. If you have the wherewithal or want to work, you know, while you're making the, usually people later in their career are making the best income. And I looked on mine and I had a blank year. I was like, what the heck? Oh. I know I worked that year. I was tripping out. It does happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, make sure that they don't have any years in there that you're like not reported. So,
mm-hmm. The importance of being diligent.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I got some myths here I want to cover here. This is some Social Security myths that people always talk about. We talked a little bit about the one about when will it be there or will it be gone when I retire?
You know,
we tell people don't lose sleep over that. You can plan for that in our financial plan if you're really bothered by it and you want to put a reduction of, I think all the books say if they do absolutely nothing, it'll still be at 84% or something. But we don't usually recommend that. The other one is that Congress raids the Social Security Fund. And according to AARP, which is this article, it says Congress has never raided the trust fund.
Okay.
So
I don't believe it. I think they take the money and stick it in an IOU.
Well, they say that the $2.7 trillion surplus accumulated over decades is not sitting in cash. It's invested in interest-paying bonds. They're treasury-backed bonds by the U.S. government. According to this AARP article, they do not raid the trust fund and borrow from it. So, depends on who you believe, Russ, but this is what they're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean.
I
Here's another one, Russ, you may not agree with.
I must have heard the rumor.
Here's another one that's going to fire you up. But I know you. Undocumented immigrants are not draining Social Security by collecting retirement benefits. While some undocumented workers use fake Social Security numbers and pay into the system, they can't collect it unless they become legal residents or U.S. citizens. Undocumented workers who pay into it with revenue but never receive the benefits.
I do agree with that, and I've heard that. But what they're really raiding is the Medicaid. Millions of them. And that's through the Biden administration, and gave them maximum benefits.
Interesting. I see what you're saying. This is Social Security that they're not rating, but the Medicaid.
Yes.
Medicaid. Probably.
They got put on that, and they were given Social Security numbers, which they can happen for someone that's not a citizen.
Yeah.
But they didn't even ask for it. And also voter registration in some cases, like particularly up in Michigan when they found a lot of it.
Yeah. All right, the next one is the annual cost of living adjustment, which is the COLA, does not keep up with the inflation older Americans face.
True.
That is true.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Why?
Because each year the are adjusted. There is a COLA, but it's based on the market basket of goods used by average urban workers, not retirees. So they take the average urban worker and they do the COLA according to that basket. Let me finish. So us as retirees, it doesn't include the medical part, Medicare going up and all the medical expenses that retirees face. So they're using more of the average worker basket, and so that's something they could work on.
They're framing it pretty, but I just think they'd be label them as lies or liars and cheaters. I think they adjust that to where they have to adjust less. Believe me, if they were doing average worker, what the average worker receives, and it happens to be more than inflation, they'd say, whoa. We need to change that mix.
Yeah.
Just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, see, I knew you'd have an opinion.
You knew you'd like that one.
Social Security is not like an individual retirement savings account.
True.
It is true.
It's not like a. It's
not like an individual savings account.
No. You can't change it or move it. Or say, take it out of this one and put it. Give me my funds. I'll put it in something else. No, it's there.
That's right. It's there. It's there for you. Yeah, you're getting it, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And if you're employee and your employer, you're paying the taxes into it. You're paying into the system, too.
Yeah.
All right, here you go, Russ. You don't lose benefits permanently if you keep working.
You don't lose benefits permanently if you keep working. True. You can work.
That's true. Yeah, you can work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's talking about that.
I mean, Trump is still working.
It's talking about that. Yeah.
He'd probably get Social Security benefits. Yeah.
People think that they'll lose the benefit if they're under 67 and they work and they make too much money.
No.
That's where that government withholds a dollar for every two. You actually, that's kind of a...
But that is true.
It's a
but
misconception because let's say I take it at 62 and I make 50 grand.
Yeah.
When I turn 67 or 70, I want mine to be higher because I'm putting more money in the system.
Correct.
Well, that's what the government's like, wait a minute, you're making this much money. Now we have to recalculate. We have to pay you more at 67. This is a total pain in the you know what.
Tell your employer.
So they're going to withhold a dollar for every two. But it doesn't permanently go away.
After you reach maximum age for withdrawal, you can make as much money as you want.
Right.
Yeah. It's when you receive it early.
Early.
They put a limit on it. So you tell your employer, don't pay me as much. Put it in deferred compensation. I'll take it later.
That's right. There you go. Ooh, Russ, man, you've been listening to the show. Multi-talented, Tim. Yeah. When he's over there looking at his phone and doing other stuff, he's actually listening. I like that.
I'm researching.
Hey, we thought he wasn't paying attention. All of a sudden, boy. Look at that.
I think he came to Tim's seminar, and now he knows what the heck he's doing.
You still need to go to the seminar, believe me.
Yeah. Which is tomorrow, Saturday, and that is, what did we say, the 17th?
The 17th, 10 a.m.
Right, 10 a.m. Okay. Well, we got our last break here, Russ. We're going to take our last one, and all the fun will continue when we come back. This is Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
At Yuma and Imperial Valley Wealth Management, we understand that retirement is a journey. Our team is dedicated to helping you retire with confidence, providing personalized strategies tailored to your unique needs. Whether you're just starting to plan or nearing retirement, we're here to ensure your financial future is secure. Investment advisor services offered through CWM, LLC, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor.
This is Derek Egeberg, NMLS number 180899 with Mortgage One. When it comes to the biggest financial decisions of your life, you deserve expert guidance. At Mortgage One, we know a home loan is more than just numbers. It's part of your financial future. Our team's highly qualified professionals provide a complete mortgage analysis. We'll help you explore the available programs and options to fit your needs in today's marketplace. The Mortgage One team will work to blend your mortgage needs and compare cash to close and payment options with various programs in today's marketplace. Place offering competitive interest rates to meet your needs. Again, Mortgage One, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 898812. Give us a call today at 928-483-LOAN, which is 928-483-5626.
Living in a lonely world.
Yeah, you are.
What an excellent song. You know, we went to the theater, the historic downtown theater, and saw Journey play there. They have some good bands show up.
Was it the Journey tribute band?
Yeah. We just saw, I think we saw Eagles there. We saw Journey there. Who else? There was a third one. But they bring in some good tributes bands down there at the historic theater.
Yeah, awesome.
It was neat. We really enjoyed that. So it brings back a little bit of memories. So we've got Tim Avila here.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday once again out there.
Right.
We've only got about 10 minutes left. It's been a fun show. You know, very informative. Lots of things happening here without Tom here that we're able to carry the torch and, you know, have a good conversation. So what else we got going on, Tim, about the Social Security that you'd like to discuss? Is there anything? One thing I did want to touch on in the last part, not to cut you off there, but it's when we were talking earlier with Russ, it's graduation time.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of families. Congratulations to all the grads out there. Absolutely. Big time in your life. And, you know, lots of friends and families. Next week, you know, Thursday, Friday, all the high schools. So you're a big proponent of scholarships in your Rotary.
Oh,
you got Summerton Rotary, correct? They have a scholarship, which is great. And what type of advice do you give, not this time of year, but for next year, you know, or for a lot of these kids,
like,
that are graduating already have their they already have their scholarships in place, mm-hmm. or grants or financial aid mm-hmm. in place. But what's some words of wisdom for parents and students that are getting ready for college or maybe still have another year? Because there's a lot of local scholarships that people don't apply for and I don't say they go unused, but they just don't know about them. And how do they find out different scholarships and different strategies to be able to pay for college, which is one of those things that has gone up a lot inflation-wise. Though you and I are both being dads. We know mm-hmm. what it costs now to raise a kid
absolutely.
And put them through school.
We send our application to each high school's guidance office, the counseling office.
Okay.
And we tell all the students, and I've always told students, you got to put in some work. You got to go and ask and say, what's out there? You know, what's available? What can mm-hmm. I apply for? Because they're not just going to come to you and say, here you go, apply for this.
Yeah.
You know, you want it, you got to put in some effort. And the students that do put in that effort, they're the ones that get rewarded. Because unfortunately, you're right, not as many students go out and try and get information and find out which organizations are out there. Because these organizations, they want to give scholarships. They want kids to get the benefit. They want to reward them for all their hard work. But, you know, the kids got to do their part too.
Mm-hmm.
And go out there and look and ask and fill out the applications.
I found out what the government does with the Social Security money.
Oh.
They do invest it. They invest it in only one item, though.
U.S. Treasury, short-term U.S. Treasury bills.
Special ones that only written for that. So eventually the money does go back to the government because they get the money. They sell them a piece of paper, basically an IOU, and they give them a special interest. And the interest right now is an effective interest of 2.38%.
Mm.
Thieves.
That is a special interest.
Yes. not quite keeping up with inflation, is it?
No, thieves is what they
are. Can you imagine if the powers that be, when Social Security came around, if they invested it like we do for longevity?
Yeah.
The people that are younger and have a longer time to wait for Social Security are going to be more in an index fund or stocks or a mixture of moderate versus always conservative. And then people that are closer to retirement and are going to be getting their money soon and receiving Social Security are in those types of safe havens, which makes sense. But at least you've got some people in there, you know, going a little bit faster for that longevity.
So that 2.7 trillion really isn't in the bank.
2.7 trillion.
2.7 trillion.
That's a surplus is what
okay,
we're talking about.
It's not really in the bank. It's in paper because the money's gone because they bought the paper from the U.S. government.
Right, but
the government sold it to the government, and they took the cash and kept the paper.
And they have to put it. They have to pay the Social Security though. It's like an IOU for Social Security.
So we're paying as we go, basically, because there's no cash. I mean, on paper, there's 2.7 trillion.
Yes,
but there's no cash.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, they don't keep it in cash.
No, they're paying interest.
Would they ever find out with those gold bars? I have not heard.
They haven't done it yet.
Did anyone go over there and check that out?
It's kind of hard to get access.
Yeah. Well, you would think the president could get access, but I think he's been busy with some other stuff. So.
Yeah, you would think so.
You heard about it there for a bit.
They haven't let him in yet. I'll bet he gets in at some point.
Are they running and hurrying and putting a bunch of people are wheelbarrowing gold in there while they're waiting for him to come up?
Well, trucks coming in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
The last audit they did was many years ago, decades ago. And when they did that audit, they actually had to touch every bar. They had to see every bar. And they actually took samples of bars to verify they were really gold, that they weren't lead, gold-plated lead or something. They actually cut into them on a percentage
of double sense, yes.
Yeah.
To verify.
And was everything there?
Yeah,
during that audit?
I don't know the results. I assume so, or it would have been something different going on in our lives. but I'd be curious. There's all the rumors. And anytime you have a lack.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, a lack of information will create rumors.
Mm-hmm.
you know, justifiably, because usually if there's something bad, that is a lack of information because no one's going to talk about it. So you assume when there's a lack of information, it's always bad, and it's not the case, but I understand that. Mm-hmm. That's where the conspiracy theories come from and stuff.
That is where they come from. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Matthews a junior at U of A, and when we did all his scholarships, he got the that Wildcat one, and that helped him out with tuition. You know, it doesn't pay for everything, but his tuition was pretty much covered for the 4 years.
Anytime you get something, it's better than nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What a blessing.
It doesn't matter.
And, you know, these, you need to, just like we have to plan, Russ, for whether that's working or a career or our retirement all throughout the years, it, you know, our kids need to, and the younger generation need to plan for college. And you can't put a money on, or you can't put a price on education. Some people, you know, get a career path that isn't college, and you know, that's fine. That's, you know, that's whatever you're doing as far as, you know, if you, electricians, plumbers, cosmetologists, they make good money.
Education
is education. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
and I'm a grandpa, so I don't have any kids to worry about and all that, but I went in anyway, and I bought a fund for my grandkids from you guys. And it's just $100 a month. It's nothing, no big deal. $100 a month for each kid, and but that'll add up pretty good. I mean, from their birth, not from the day I felt like it. But that'll be a substantial help. But it's not going to pay a full.
It will. Right. It will. But you're right. Procrastination is the biggest enemy of our money. So you do it when they're born.
Yeah.
You know, 15, 20 years, putting $100
our
a
friend.
Month. That adds up.
Yeah, so. My granddaughter's got more money than me now.
It's a good grandma.
I have to go to her for a loan.
Yeah, bigger portfolio. Yeah. That's funny. So speaking of education and scholarships, there are some, there's some in town, like the Arizona Community Foundation, you know, some resources that you can really take advantage of. If you get onto the Arizona Community Foundation site, they'll have these different scholarships and availabilities and different ones out there to apply for. You talked about my wife, Teresa's a counselor at Cibola. So the counseling departments of all the high schools have lots of resources. And that's what really what they do is try to help students when it comes to scholarships. And you can get scholarships for trade schools too, correct? Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be a university. It can be a career.
You can get a welding scholarship.
Culinary arts, you know. Yeah, you can get a welding scholarship. Welders do real well.
So. Sure.
I had a buddy in high school who wanted to be an underwater welder.
So. That's a little different training. Got to figure out how to breathe.
Good bait, yeah.
Fend off sharks and, you know, all these other extras.
Jack wants to be a marine biologist. That's what he's
really?
He's convinced he wants to be a marine biologist and go to Oregon to study. So, okay.
He's good for him.
He's only in eighth grade, but, you know.
He'll grow up.
Hey, he's got a plan.
He's going to work at SeaWorld or what?
I don't know what he wants to do. He wants to help animals.
Yeah.
Good big for animal him. Fan.
That's nice.
Yeah. A lot of kids are big animal fans. So, so we've got getting here pretty close to the end, Tim. Give us some other words of wisdom on this.
You got
Social Security
1 minute, and, man.
Okay, that's 1 minute. Okay.
1 minute. So our Social Security workshop tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Human Investment Group, 182 East 16th Street, Suite D. Please call our office, 928-329-1700, to reserve your spot. We do have spots already taken for tomorrow. We do have people reserved. So our conference room fits about 10 comfortably.
Yeah.
So make sure you're one of the 10 that can fit, and love to see you tomorrow.
Yeah, 10's a good number. That's about how many listeners we had today, right, Russ?
Probably not.
Yuma, thanks a lot for listening. Money Talk, AM560 KBLU. Great show, Tim Avila.
Yes.
He's in the office with me.
Thank you,
joining
George.
Me this morning. Appreciate it. Russ, thanks for all your help,
you.
Too. All
right,
have a great weekend. Beautiful weekend. Enjoy.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The opinion. opinions voiced in Money Talk with Tom Rush and George Davis are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine what may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial, or tax advisor prior to investing. Guests on Money Talk are not affiliated with CWM LLC Investment Advisory Services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.